chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hi, good everybody. It's good to see you here. Glad to know that we are together today. So glad to know that. How are you guys doing today? Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat, and I'm so glad to have you. Today we are in DC, sun's shining. I'm feeling real good about today. I'm super excited about what God is getting ready to do. We have a high 57 right now. It's sunny, and it's going to go all the way up to 64 here in DC. And let's see, in Raleigh, North Carolina, we have 67 degrees right now, partly cloudy, was really cloudy, and we're going to be high at 70 today. And let's see where else. In Detroit, Michigan, 48 degrees and sunny right now. We're going to have a high of 52. That's really good for you, Detroit. Richmond, Virginia, we got 63 degrees right now, high 67 and sunny. Let's check, we'll see what Jacksonville is doing. Hey, Jacksonville, much love to you. 75 degrees, sunny right now, but you're going all the way up to 87 degrees. You're showing out just like Jacksonville normally does. Anyway, I'm so glad to have you guys joining us, and we're going to have a really fun show today. And just wanted to chit-chat with you a little bit. I hope your week is going well so far. I hope everything is going well. A lot of things are going on in the media. A lot of, you know, politics stuff is going on. A lot of debates and arguments and people pointing their views and anger and so much going on. We got girls missing here in D.C. It's a lot going on. I hope that you are keeping your prayers up. I hope you're keeping your head up and keeping your focus on God, because everything is in control. As long as he's God, everything is in control. Even though it sounds chaotic and even though it seems like everything is going haywire, God is still in control. So I want to keep you encouraged with that. I want to keep you motivated with that, and know that there's nothing too hard for him. All he wants us to do is increase our prayer, believe and trust in him that he can do all things and that we can do all things. And I rest assured to you that all is well. Truly, I'm lifting up these young girls that are missing here in the DMV area, as well as so many other things that's going on in the White House and with the media, and so many other things that's going on. Everything political, everything is just, you know, just highlighted that we're missing so many things that's going on, like these girls. So I just want to make sure that we are keeping everything in perspective and praying on the targets that God has given us to pray for, and moving forward in that way, because that's what's really going to change things. We have to keep in mind that that God is able to change all things. So with that being said, you know, this week has been going pretty good for me. Had some little challenges and everything, but what walk and journey doesn't have its challenges? With that being said, you know, this hasn't been the greatest week for me, but I'm blessed this week. How about that? And I probably won't see the greatness in it until I come out of it. So let me just say that. I know something good is in it. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. But I'm believing God that I'm in a transition, and something great is going to be exposed from all of the ugliness. you know, and I just want to encourage you guys that as you are walking through your journey and you're going through things, keep in mind that it's never always easy. And there's going to be some days of sadness. It's a time to cry. It's a time to laugh. It's a time, you know, to dance. It's a time to mourn. It's a time for everything. And we cannot go through life just pretending one aspect of life. We have to allow God to take us through the journey, through the wilderness, through the storms, through the forests, through the streams, through the green valleys, the highs, the lows. We got to allow ourselves to be taken through those journeys. And it's so easy to escape. You want to escape. You want to run. You want to feel better. You want to make a call. You want to take a drink. You want to, you know, anything and everything to try to escape what you're dealing with. And I hear it all the time. I need a drink, or I need to, you know, have sex, or I need to do whatever. You know, you hear those things. I mean, it's on TV. It's your friends talking. It might even be yourself. You know, but the thing is that we mostly need is God. And I'm a living testimony that there is no place to escape that is going to give you the freedom and the liberty, no matter how bound you feel right now. There's no place outside of God that's going to give you the freedom and the liberty and the joy in the midst of sorrow like God. He's able to do it. So even though it hurts, even though you don't want to deal with it, even though it could be lonely and frustrating, you might be angry, you might be hopeless, I mean, you have to remain. I just want to encourage you. And there's no person, not T.D. Jakes, not Juanita Bynum, nobody at the stature, I mean, at the level that you may think that they are not immune to going through some trials and some tests. So I just want you to be encouraged with that, whatever it is that you may be going through. If God is transitioning you, it may be a move, it may be, you know, new relationships, it may be a new church, I don't know, a new job, whatever it may be, keep your eyes on God and don't allow fear to come in, because the enemy wants to paralyze you with fear so you don't be obedient to God. And no matter what the naysayers say, no matter who's saying what, no matter who's not with you, who's gone, who's left, just remember that God is always with you. He's already set the plan. He knows the beginning. He knows the end from the beginning. He's already predestined your journey. So it's not a surprise to him. Nothing is a surprise to him, what you're going through or what you're dealing with. So I just want to just keep you motivated with that and keep you encouraged with that. This week, in the midst of all of it that's going on, in the midst of the testing and the purging and things that's going on that does not feel the greatest, you know, God is still in control. And there's some great things that are happening right now. This week, I'll be going to Lake Mary, Florida, again, to be doing the Keys Against the Enemy podcast, which is a really great opportunity. It's really a blessing. And of course, the enemy doesn't want that to happen. So anything to try to distract me or to get me off course or to get me unfocused or, you know, not to be tapped into the anointing to help set the captives free is exactly what the enemy wants to do. So even with all of that greatness that's going on, I still have to keep, you know, in mind that, you know, there is adversity against anything that's, you know, positive that's going on in your life, anything that's going to help set the captives free, anything that's going to be a blessing. It's always going to be some opposition behind the scenes or even straight up in your face. I done had it straight up in my face. And, you know, you just got to deal with it in a godly way, which means, you know, never lose your character. You know, sometimes you might want to cuss somebody out, but just remain in your character and remember that you have authority and that you are powerful through the blood of Jesus Christ. So with that being said, that's something great that's happening in Lake Mary this week. Very, very, very excited about that. The podcast where I'm going to be recording over a dozen of those. So they'll be recording, and then I have to go back probably in July or the end of June to record some more. And I'll be making an announcement on when those are going to start, and you can start listening to those and signing up for those and being a part of it. It's going to be good stuff, you guys. And what else? Then this week also we have Augusta, Georgia. Very excited about Augusta, Georgia. Good people. We about to get it on right now. In Augusta, Georgia, we are going to Diamond Lake. I want to go ahead and get that information for you. Saturday at 9 a.m. It's a fitness boot camp. I'm coming to you, Augusta, at Diamond Lake Recreation Center. It's at 9 a.m. April 1st this Saturday. I'm giving giveaways away. It's going to be fun. You're going to get DVDs, gifts, and other things. We're going to have all kind of stuff going on. We're going to have like a raffle type of thing. So somebody's going to win something different than the giveaway. So you're going to have an opportunity to actually win something. So this is going to be some good stuff, guys. Very excited about that. I want you to come out and get that workout in. Last time we had such a successful time. It really was a great time. We had such a good time. It was a faithful few that came out. I think it was about 6 or 8 that came out. But guess what? They were troopers because the weather was cold in Augusta. It was a whopping 26 when I woke up. I think it was like 22 degrees. And by the time 9 o'clock rolled around, and we got started, it was like 28 degrees was the high. And for Augusta, Georgia, that is like a blizzard. That's like below zero. That's like, you know, that is really to them like it is a advisory. It's an advisory going on. So any case, you know, that it was still fun and we got it in. And I got some video clips of that. If you want to look at that on my Facebook page, Dr. Gina, one word, R.R. Prince. That's the page that I got it on. And I also got it on my Health and Soul Facebook page as well. And on my Instagram, Gina R. Prince is on there too. So listen, you know, I got this other thing going on, you guys, that I wanted to share with you. Excel with Gina R. Prince. God put it on my heart. This is a great opportunity for me to catch you up on everything that's going on with me. He put it on my heart to do this Facebook Live segment. It's like 20 to 30 minutes. And I go on every Monday, for those of you that don't know, every Monday at 7 p.m. And God just gives me some kind of topic and, you know, go over it and just really things that I have experienced personally and revelation that he has given to me and different ideas and different techniques and stuff like that, whatever the topic is. This past Monday, we talked about social media and we talked about the different entities of it. If you're doing a business, if it's social, if it's for marketing. And I was just briefly talking about my experience with it all and how I have been able to maneuver through social media, but also the advantages of websites and emails blasts and getting out to meet people, getting out and doing book signings or getting out and doing conferences or doing festivals and things like that. For me, it's been very much of a blessing because I've been able to do hosting and things like that. But so much is changing now that God has taken the exposure to another level. And that is because of Keys Against the Enemy, my new book that's coming out. It's a fitness daily devotional that's coming out. It's for 90 days and it's coming out this spring. And that's what the podcast is all about. So that's going to generate a new buzz and a fresh excitement and a fresh anointing to fall on the body of Christ. This is going to be really, really good. So this is a great opportunity. And so Excel is just what he gave to me is just acceleration, excellence, you know, expansion, excel, excellent, you know, acceleration and things like that. So, you know, and that's what we're doing together. So this is what it's all about. So I'm very excited about that. Again, I want you to be excited about what God is doing in your life and take advantage of every opportunity that he presents before you. I mean, start writing, start drawing, start, you know, writing lyrics, start singing, start learning an instrument, pick up the instrument you put down, start getting active, get fit. I mean, because you never know. I mean, even with fitness, it was really something for me psychologically. And just even with the day that I had today, I realized it went back to how I got started in fitness. You know, fitness for me was always a positive way of escaping pressure or, you know, disappointments, whatever the ugly stuff is that we don't want to deal with. It was a reminder today. And at first I did not. I had such a rough morning this morning. I didn't even want to go to the gym. But I pressed through and I went on and went and I felt accomplished afterwards. And so that's why I'm able to give you what I'm able to give you today, because, you know, you just got to press. You can't let circumstances and things take you out of your character and take you out of position and out of your place. So I just want you to be motivated by that and be encouraged. We got a great show for you today. Today at we're going to have Delisa Carroll. She's going to be talking about branding you today. She's going to give her techniques and her expertise today. And we got a tilapia fish farmer. He is getting ready to break it down what everybody's been thinking about tilapia and what's the real deal about it. He's going to be giving us the ins and outs about tilapia and how blessed he's been and how him and his family has made this business prosper and how far God has taken this for him as being a tilapia farmer. This is a great, I'm excited about this interview actually, because you don't meet many fish farmers. I said fishermen farmers. His name is Mr. Taylor. He's the owner of Taylor Fish Farm. He's going to be joining us and again, answering all of our questions. And my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, he's been hitting that road. He's been out there bringing the funny. So I'm looking forward. And if you are listening right now, A-Train, I am waiting, anticipating the funny. I need it more than ever today. And I'm sure our listeners, if they can relate to anything that I've said today thus far, they're looking forward to it too. And plus, we want to get the updates on your journey this past weekend and what's coming up. You got another busy weekend this weekend, and so we want to hear from you about all that and trending topics and everything. So he's going to be on with us as well. So stay tuned. Right back. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle in your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag right and everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, thank you for coming back. Yep, so like I said, we got Delisa C coming on shortly, and we have Mr. Taylor. He's the tilapia farm owner and my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train. So listen, it's just you and me, guys. So we're just sitting and chit-chatting and everything. So I've been noticing a lot of things going on with the social media and things like that. I know it's been a topic it seems like God has been bringing to my attention. I've noticed that a lot of people that have been really going through those that have been hitting the pavement, you know, rather it be modeling or acting or singing, that the internet has really, really taken over. A lot of people are now, it seems like people are more attracted to the hoopla, the noise of it all, what's crazy. I don't mean to sound funny because it's not all crazy, but, you know, like, say, for instance, everybody's now going to the internet to really look for their next star, their next actor, their next comedian, their next singer, their next everything. And so I noticed that a lot of people, when I listen to other interviews that of people that have been in the game for a long time, you know, they have kind of some kind of resentment about that. And my take is that anything that changes, we have to evolve with everything. So it's kind of like everything has its time and season. So my thing is that internet now is so easy. You could be at the dentist's office. You could be at the doctor's office. You could be anywhere and on your smartphone waiting in traffic, and you can go and scroll through stuff. And if you are a producer, if you are a manager, if you are, you know, a scout looking for, you know, the next best talent, rather it's modeling or athletes or whatever. I mean, people are posting things. It's easy easy access. Thank you. So people are finding it very useful and easy to be able to do that. And then all you got to do is just inbox somebody or DM them, and they'll be happy to hear from a famous producer or a famous, manager or some kind of radio producer or any of that. So I don't think that I have any issue with that, because I'm getting started in myself in internet. And what I'm finding is that I don't feel like I'm doing enough, and some people would think, I am doing a lot. And this is, I'm so glad. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You always setting stuff up for the next rim that's coming in. This is perfect for Delisa when she comes on. She might even be tapping into this, but I'm coming into where internet is so valuable and so accessible for any message that you have, any passion that you have. I mean, because it's easy. You can Google any topic. You can go on YouTube and enter any topic. You can go on Instagram and enter any topic, and you'll find, and I think it's Twitter too, and you'll see a whole slew of interest or post or something relevant to what your interest is. Even if you need a tutorial for something that you're trying to advance in your craft, you can go right there. I mean, it's just one of those things that I feel like, if you from the old school, I understand that it's going to probably take away from, the focus is not on, it's going to be harder for the focus to be on you or to focus on the way that you're used to doing things. And it might even cost you some money. But I don't really know. And I'm going to ask Delisa this. I just wanted to know, how does that person have to elevate their craft and game? Or is it to the point where out with the old and in with the new? I mean, that's just an interesting thing, because I think that whatever you do, you want to make it something where you're having longevity in it. So whatever you're doing, you have to adjust to, the times, I would think, to evolve, to stay current. And that's with anything. I mean, that's even in ministry. I know a lot of people don't want to, want to admit this, but internet is great for ministry because, you got younger people in, they're not carrying Bibles anymore. They're actually, bringing in their tablets. They're bringing in, their laptops. They're using their smartphones to go through scriptures. You don't even see, people carrying Bibles anymore. They're typing in their notes now. They're, they're double screening their stuff with the scripture and, their note taking and, using their laptops. So not only that, Facebook, Twitter, people are really looking for daily messages that way. This is ways that, we weren't able to get that before internet. So I'm thinking that, for me, I don't have any ill feelings towards the internet, and I'm old school too. So but I can appreciate how it's very good for anything that you are doing, whether it's ministry or whatever. I think it is a great tool. I think it's good to have. It keeps you on your toes because it's always growing, always changing, always some new technique. I mean, my head spins. It was at one point, when all of this was taking place and changing, and YouTube was coming out, and you really needed to. This was only 10 years ago. I mean, I know we've had emails was really good in the 90s when that first came out, but I'm talking about when you can actually start Googling stuff and all of that. It freaked me out. I mean, it really did. And I had a little anxiety about it because a couple of times that I went on the internet Googling something, the doggone computer messed up on me. And I was so nervous. And that's when computers, when they first came out and you had just the screen and it was separate. You didn't have that clunky thing anymore. That's when And that's when they were expensive. And I mean, it had a virus or something, and I didn't even know what I was doing. So it freaked me out. And I remember a friend of mine, Brother Joe, I was telling him, because he's techno savvy. I mean, as he went to school for that, he knows it and everything. Just he's very knowledgeable. And I was telling him, he was like, you need to pray against it. And I did, and I've been delivered, but I still, it's so overwhelming. It's no but about the deliverance, but I'm saying just having to keep up with everything is very, it's something, because it's always, you learn one way and then it's something else coming. You know, even with these emojis and all of these different apps and all of these different, you know, communication techniques and things like that, it's really, really interesting. I'm very looking forward to, you know, even more what the future has for us. You know, people are actually like having television networks on the internet and television shows and, you know, podcast television shows and podcast, you know, radio shows. I mean, it has evolved a lot where you couldn't get in. It's like you have opportunities so much now on internet. I mean, people got their own radio stations now, hence BBS radio. you know, people got their own radio station networks and stuff now. So it's really, really amazing to see the talent that is actually out there that probably wouldn't even get their foot in the door. A lot of things are changing. I mean, they even having college courses on a lot of these things. So it's just really, really interesting how everything is going. And I'm very excited to be a part of it and not be so behind that I can't catch up, because that's a thing. If you haven't been following along, it's a lot to catch on. But thank God for these smartphones, because it kind of makes it a little easy. But I'm almost certain that I am not utilizing my phone the way I could, because I don't know, and I should take a class. I have an iPhone 6 Plus, and the reason why I kept iPhones, because everybody's been talking about Androids and stuff like that, is because I really don't want to learn anything over again. I don't want to learn a whole new computer over again, at least with you know, iPhone, no matter how much they add on, I pretty much know the basics. But I know for a fact that I'm not using my phone the way I could. I know for a fact. And I probably do need to take a class. They do offer classes to those that are listening. They offer classes to for Apple. And I'm pretty sure other places too, but I can only speak for iPhone. So So they do have classes, and they train you on, you know, getting ready for, you know, how to use your phone and everything. And I have not taken those classes yet. I've been kind of self-taught at this point. And so that's where I'm at with that. So, yeah, we're just, you know, coming along and learning how to use internet. But again, we still got Delisa C coming, and we have Mr. Taylor coming. He'll be joining us shortly, along with my main man, comedian A-Train. Stay tuned right after these commercial breaks.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Oh, hello, good people. This is Michelle A. I'm here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, Miss Delisa C., how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. So you're coming to help us brand us. Tell us what you got for us today.
Yes. So today I want to talk about brand awareness. And what brand awareness is, simply expanding your brand to new viewers and keeping them. One of the ways that I've noticed that is the most important ways to really keep and also gain followers and people that will actually buy and invest into your business is through email. Now, email, and a lot of businesses and small businesses in particular, always miss this one element. Email has 2.9 billion users. That's almost combined with Facebook and Twitter combined. So if anything that anybody wants to do in terms of getting customers and obtain and retaining them, email is the best way to do. So here are some strategies that you can use that can definitely get people to sign up for your email list. One of which is always offering somebody something of use. So whether that is exclusive information that's only going to your email users, whether that is something that you're going to offer them, like a PDF that they could download for free, but always give your users something that is going to be meaningful to them and that you're not just collecting emails just to be collecting emails, but you're also going to reach out to them to give them valuable information. So that's one strategy you can use to get to build your email list. Another strategy that I recommend is also when you are, if you do have a social media platform and you have an event or anything that people are signing up to, making sure that you require to have emails. And also, this is the most important thing, make sure you get their permission, because there is a federal law in the United States that you have to ask for permission when it comes to signing people up to your email list. Another thing that I want to talk about emails is that a lot of people are like very intimidated, very scared to write emails, or some people are not afraid, but the kind of content that they're giving to their users is not something that's useful. And so the way that you solve that is having personalized emails. Now, this takes time to do, and there's a huge, long strategy that goes and that involves in that. But if you go to an event or you host an event and you're collecting emails from there, it's so easy just to put them in a list and just say, "This is these are the people from this particular event. They are interested in XYZ." And that way that you can cater more of your products and your services via email.
Because I'm taking notes. First of all, that is so good, much good information. I mean, I was just talking about that and setting up your segment today on Excel, on the Facebook Live that I do. And I was talking about social media. That's what the Lord had me talk about. And email kept coming to me. And that, even though that's been like the message of it all, I think I've only done it a few times. It does take a lot of work, right? It's consistency and it's a building. And I think what I got lost in the sauce of the social media, which is nothing wrong with that. But if you put, would you not admit that you have to put your energy in what's going to actually benefit your business? Okay. In other words, what I was saying on there, and maybe you can confirm, because I said the expert was going to come and confirm, because I'm not an expert, but I just can tell what I've experienced. And, what I've experienced is that a lot of people think that their business is get investment from social media. And I was explaining to them that social media is a great look for exposure of your business as far as getting people to know what you're doing. You know, somebody might tell somebody, I mean, you're just throwing it out there. But but email to me was like where you get people, like you just said, to actually invest in your business. Is that a good analogy of that? I don't know.
Yes. So social media is definitely a great way for awareness. But at the end of the day, you don't want just people to go on your website or go on social media, visit, and then leave. You actually always want them to convert. And email is a great way to convert them. And also to keep people updated to any events or anything that you're doing, anything that is of value to them, that can really help your customers or potential customers grow in their businesses or grow in their lives. And so for me, social media is great. I mean, like you said, there's Facebook Live, there's Instagram Live, and they're great ways to have a platform to really show who you are for your brand, but they don't convert, you know?
Right.
So a really great strategy and to always to get people like, oh, having it on their mind. If you think about it, with 2.9 million users, everybody's checking their email at least once a day. Not everybody is going on Facebook and social media every single day, depending on
right.
your audience, too. Definitely the millennials and generation after that are probably going to be more focused on social media. But if you're looking for a slightly older crowd, they focus more on emails. They're more interested in an email and being on the email list. And so that's why it's so important to make sure you have just as many times to promote and do your Facebook Live, but also end with sign up to the emails. That's almost as great as having somebody's phone number to call them.
And then I'm not trying to be funny either, because you're trying mm-hmm. to really reach out to people that really don't know you. You're trying mm-hmm. to reach an audience that are serious about what the need of what you have. A lot of times your mm-hmm. audience has to expand just so you can expand in your business. And that's my thing is that, you know, don't get offended if they don't like, if they don't buy. You know, these are people that's rooting for you, but they might not be your buyers. They might not be the right. investors. So, but it's okay. But then, like you said, you have to expand. If you got a business, you're going to invest that time, that money, right? Because sometimes it's going to mm-hmm. take some dollars to get it done. And
right.
I also thought a website too is a great way. If you promote your website as well, and you generate emails that way too, is that right or no?
Yeah, you could generate emails through your website, or you could generate your emails and collect emails through landing pages. It all depends on how functional your
website
is.
What's a landing page?
A landing page is just like a one pager. It doesn't link to anything outside of the landing page. And let's say you have a webinar that you want to present. That landing page will kind of break down what the webinar is for, the purpose behind it. Where is it going to be? How do you log in? What do you have to do? Just give you basic information about that particular webinar, and that you can just basically generate and collect emails. And it's not just for webinars. It could be for events. Technically, you can view, let's say you have an Eventbrite, you can technically view that page where your events are as a landing page, because it's not really your website.
Oh, wow.
Or something like that, but yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Girl, I'm taking notes because it's, you know, you have to expand. Knowledge is power, right? So mm-hmm. with likes, should people get caught up in likes? I mean, really? I mean, you know, people are on your page, they're looking, but they don't always like. Is that something to be concerned about?
No, because like I always joke with my friends about, my mom likes everything that I do, but my mom is not my ideal client.
Thank so for you me, for saying that.
So,
I mean, no offense,
I
mom.
Love, what I would like and what I would appreciate is more shares, because that also brings out the awareness. So what people don't understand about what I would say branding and marketing, because they really are close together, is that when it comes to social media, people get, like you said, get caught up in the likes. They like, oh, this video got this many likes and da-da-da-da, or this many views. But what you actually want people to do is share your material, because that really expands your brand awareness. Now, liking is just like the individual just saying, oh, I like this. This is nice. Oh, this is interesting. But what will make people really, really, really help your business is if they shared it, because not only is it on your platform, now it becomes on their platform, and they're opening a new audience or a group of people who have never seen your message to seeing what you are presenting or showcasing or whatever at the time. It just opens it up. So I would be more focused on the share than any like of any
right.
social media platform.
I agree. Okay, and so when you come back, you got to tell people different strategies on how to feel comfortable for asking of people to share and things mm-hmm. like that. But I just really wanted to touch bases on that. And and also buying friends. Do you recommend buying friends? I've been told a lot of people know when you buy friends. Like, you know, partners and investors and stuff like that. Like, they know when you're buying friends that it's not authentic.
Right. So when it comes to buying friends or buying emails or anything, I generally say do not do that, particularly because at the end of the day, you're not really investing in your business. You can buy emails. You can buy people to follow you or whatnot. But the idea is not to reach every single one. The idea is to reach the right one.
Right.
And a lot of people, and I think this is just our culture, but a lot of people get consumed in having more. Like, that's all that people want. They want more likes, more followers, more shares, all this other stuff. But they're not really concentrating on who are the few people that really invest in me. Every time I put something out there, they're like, I need that, you know?
Right.
That's what the focus on. It's not necessarily like how many likes. It's great when you have likes. It's good to know that when you post something, somebody is acknowledging that they saw it. But it's even better
when they need it.
And it's going to the right people.
And they want it. Well, listen, Delisa, I mean, I kept you long over, but it's always so good and juicy when you come on and so informative. Tell everybody where they can reach you.
You can reach me at DelisaCarroll.net, or you can reach me on any social media platform. All is Delisa Carroll, which is DelisaCarroll. And also, if you have any questions regards to branding or marketing, you can email me at Delisa@DelisaCarroll.net.
Get at her, because you need the information. You know you do. This has been so good. Thank you so much, Delisa. Until next time, I love you, sis, and I'll have a great week, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome, honey. All right, well, now we're going to get with my main man, comedian A-Train.
What's going on, Dr. Gina?
Hey, my man. What's going on with you?
I'm good. Delisa always brings some good information. She's cool.
Yeah, she is cool.
Yeah.
Listen, I enjoyed her. I was hard because I was taking notes and everything, and I was touching on some of the stuff on the Excel on Monday, so you know I had to elaborate. But we got Mr. Taylor on the phone right now with us. He's going to be joining us, and I know you and I had a conversation about tilapia, and you were very, very informative about it. And I said, you know what? I know a man that owns a tilapia farm. Let me get him on in the show so we can really get some information about tilapia, and you can ask your questions and things. Aren't you excited about that?
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Well, yeah. Good. Mr. Taylor.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, how you doing? Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, I got comedian A-Train on with us, and he's, you know, he knows about seafood and stuff. He's a seafood vegan, I guess, and we were talking about different fish last week, and I said, I know a man that has a tilapia farm. Let me go on and call him up. So we're both so glad to have you on. A-Train, this is Mr. Taylor. Mr. Taylor, this is comedian A-Train.
What's going on, man?
Well, listen, everybody want to know, where's the farm at, Mr. Taylor? Where's the farm?
My farm is located at 3221 Lonesome Road in Cedar Grove, North Carolina. It's in Orange County, where UNC Chapel Hill is located.
You have like an echo going on in your phone. You got to get somewhere where you can get clear, because we can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, you got to get a little clear, because we want to make sure everybody hear you. You said that you are in where now?
In Cedar Grove, North Carolina. Let me see if I can get the link on.
Okay, we done lost Mr. Taylor. I don't know what happened. A-Train, are you on?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, until Mr. Taylor can get...
You know, when you get a certain age, you just drawn to Bluetooth, you know.
I know.
Listen, they could be in the shower with a Bluetooth in their ear. I saw a preacher. I saw a preacher in the pulpit one time with a Bluetooth in his ear. I'm like, who you waiting to call you while you preaching?
I tell you.
the Bluetooth art, they go hand in hand with men who wear jerseys tucked inside their jeans. You know what I mean? So.
Well, all I know is that I heard him say he was trying to get it off speaker. He don't know how to get it off speaker. So we don't know. This could be a test. We might as well keep it moving real quick. We don't know how long that's going to be.
He sound like he wear church shoes with jeans. That's all I'm saying.
No, with overalls. With overall jeans.
They call them dungarees.
Yeah. Dungarees. Yeah. Well, A-Train, listen, let's get into you while we're waiting on Mr. Taylor to come back on. What's going on with this weekend, man? You was every night, bam, bam. You was here, you was there. What was all that about?
We trying to get it out here grinding like my homeboy Dez White says, grinding like
that.
Bad breaks, just trying to get it.
Okay, so you back, Mr. Taylor?
Yes, ma'am, I'm back. Is the echo gone?
Yes, indeed. Okay, so you said that you're H-Train, we're going to pick up right after we're going to get into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Taylor, tell us about, again, where's your farm at?
It's located at 3221 Lonesome Road in Orange County, North Carolina, the same county where UNC Chapel Hill is located at. University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Yeah, okay. I think my cousin graduated from there. Oh, and you know, of course, I've been to the farm.
Yeah, me too. I'm a lifetime alumni of that great institution.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Listen, so you only raise tilapia?
Yes, ma'am. That's all I raise, and I do it right.
Okay. How long you been doing it, Mr. Taylor?
I've been doing tilapia for about 9 years.
For 9 years. Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is not a family passed down. This is something that you just picked up and started doing on your own?
No, it's not a family passed down. We are located in a 10,000 square foot building, and it's a recirculating system. We built the building ourselves in conjunction with North Carolina State University.
Wow.
And the North Carolina Department of Extension, Agricultural
wow.
Extension.
Wow. Well, what in the world made you get in raising tilapia 9 years ago?
Well, my family is a traditional tobacco farmer. We're four generations deep in tobacco farming, and then we decided to switch over after the buyout, and also, you know, because of the moral issues surrounding tobacco. And I was looking at trying to get into the protein market, food system. And I saw tilapia. When I first looked at it, it was around a number of 100 in sales. And then about 6 months later, I looked at it. It was up to number 40. And then about 6 months later, I looked at it. It was up to number 20. And now it runs between number 4 and number 5 is the number one, is the best-selling fish in America.
Wow. And your place is called, and your farm is called Taylor Fish Farm, right?
Yes, ma'am. It can be found at taylorfishfarm.com.
Okay, and also, you actually have, your fish goes to Whole Foods is what I remember you telling me at one point.
Yes, ma'am. We service Whole Foods. We service two regions of Whole Foods. We also service this grocery store chain called Publix. We also service Lowe's Food, and we service a lot of the colleges like Duke Divinity colleges, and we service a lot of cafeterias like SAS Cafeteria, places like that where the employer cares about the employee. What we do, we raise a heart healthy fish. It's and it's anti-inflammatory. We have a special diet. We feed the fish to boost the omega-3 to omega-6 ratio, so it's heart healthy. And we also test our fish for all 209 carcinogens and dioxins. We have the lowest carcinogen and dioxin rate than any fish on the market. We test for mercury. We come in on the mercury chart at zero. We have no zero mercury in our fish.
Well, A-Train, do you have any questions for Mr. Taylor?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for doing what he's doing in that city and the state of, North Carolina up there, with giving people jobs and helping people take care of their families and households, contributing to the community. Because at the end of the day, that's what it boils down to. No matter whether a person have disagreements on the front end, you know, the back end is, you know, you're supporting, helping people support their life, their livelihoods and households. So kudos to that. Right. Now, the controversy around tilapia fish, like in other countries, they pulled it off the market due to liver, you know, damages and, you know, toxicity, you know, in the liver, because in its original format, tilapia is a very low omega-3 fish, which, you know, the purpose of fish, that's one of the main things that we go after, because, you know, like you eat salmon because of the omega, you know, 3 that is good for the body. So, but the issue is, like with most of the general public, when you have its manufactured and then the processes that they take it through, that's where people are kind of like, you know, anti-tilapia from just different reports, you know, because there are certain farms over in Asia, you know, as well as they found some here in the United States, where they were feeding them like the same fecal matter that they do like a lot of swine and pigs and things of that nature. So, but what are you guys doing that's different than the normal farm raised tilapia plants?
First, I'd like to thank you for that question, because that is a very profound question, and it reaches, and it's a lot of misinformation about tilapia. Those tilapia you're talking about are the imported tilapia.
The source that I was retrieving some of that data from is from a website called eatthis.com, and they were talking about tilapia here in the United States and abroad. So just to let you know.
Okay, well, what we do, there was a study done by Wake Forest saying that tilapia was like eating bacon. What they left out of that study was that tilapia was fed corn. They left a big chunk out of what makes that happen.
Yeah.
And dioxins is what causes the liver damage and things like that, because once you ingest a dioxin, it never leaves your body, and it formulates the cancer. And so that's why we test for all 209 carcinogens and dioxins. There's 210 ways you're going to get cancer We test for 209 of them. The other one is heredity. That is a life choice, and, you know, you can't help heredity. What we've done is grow our tilapia in a way where we don't have these dioxins. And what we do is we have our fish tested by SGS Labs out of Wilmington, North Carolina, and we test them for PCBs, Hutex, dioxins, furans, dioxin-like PCBs, and mercury. And like I said, we have the lowest in the market. Our numbers are very negligible. And when you start talking about the omega-3 and the omega-6, what's the most important thing on the omega-3 is the omega-3 to omega-6 ratio, the balance. You're trying to make a balance in that omega-3 to omega-6 so that it's heart healthy. And that's what we have, a special diet that we feed our fish so that they will have that omega-3 to omega-6 balance.
Well, this makes me want to get the right fish, because I've been eating the wrong fish. I don't even know what I've been buying the wrong. See, that makes a difference with anything, though. That's the same thing with, you know, your chickens and your beef and your things like that. And those are a lot of the things, A-Train, that you don't even eat anymore, right? You don't eat the beef and pork.
Right.
You don't even eat that stuff.
Right, right.
Even for some of us that have, you know, that still even eat that type of food, it does matter where it has been raised, right? So to investigate
What it's fed, and what happens is there's a big food movement going on right now in across the country, from Baltimore, Washington, D.C., all the way down. As far as doctor scripting medicine, there is a big movement against food ecology versus pharmacology, where, you know, pharmacology is more based on popping pills. Food ecology is how we put food into our body to make to get the same a better result. I'll give you an example. When you eat an apple, you don't only just get the vitamins out of the apple, you also get the fiber. Your human cell, your cells can break down a natural grown product better than it can a pill. And with a pill, it only gets that one specific agent that's coming out of that product. When you give somebody food, their cells are able to break it all the way down, so it's highly nutritious and goes all through your body. When we came into this tilapia business, we saw the pitfalls and the things that people were getting, and we made a conscious effort to manipulate our diet and manipulate these fish so that they will come out and they are heart healthy. They are good for you. You don't have the dioxins. We don't mind sharing our reports with anybody. They're done to a third party.
Yes, check the records, baby.
Right. We have no control over the outcome once they get the fish. They come and get the fish, they test
them, and then
they come back with the outcome.
Well, let me ask you this. And again, I'm just trying to ask the questions that are surfacing from.
That's fine.
You're asking
beautiful questions. I really applaud you.
They're good questions, A-Train.
Yeah, some people want to know, why do you have to farm raise, why do you have to manipulate and genetically manipulate fish in order to grow them? Why can't you just let them reproduce like a natural fish reproduce in this normal habitat, in this normal phase? Because with tilapia, it's modified, they change the sex on them, they change the genetics of the fish, you know what I'm talking about, they'll switch them from like a female or to a male.
To a male?
That's when they're using testosterone in the fish.
Testosterone,
right. There's a lot of controversy about testosterone as far as, I don't know if we can say it on the radio. Children, boys at a young age formulate breasts. Women, girls going into menopause early, at a very early age. We do not use any kind of growth hormones in our fish. We do have a mixed base where we have the males and females in the same tank. There's no genetic modification, anything like that in my fish. What you're getting is the closest thing you can get to what God created. What we do is it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of extra work for us to produce this tilapia, which also puts a higher price point on our fish because being sustainable, you're looking at 25 cents more a pound. The feed, that high-quality feed that will not have all these, we don't use any avian or mammalian byproducts in our fish. We only use vegetable products to boost our protein. We use good, healthy products, and we source our products from sustainable sources. And that is part of our certification process. Like I said, we're the only one in America with this GAP certification. And this GAP certification is hard to get.
That's good to hear.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm telling you, and with you saying that, when he says that he's the only, that ought to let you know that the majority, because report, on this website, eatthis.com, they're letting the public know that virtually all tilapia sold in America supermarkets has undergone a sex change, and the results of being fed, that testosterone during the early sexless stage of life. And that's a direct quote from that particular site.
So this has been very.
You're 100% right. Everything you've said so far, A-Frank, is 100% right. You might as well be a PhD in food nutrition because you're hitting it right where. And we want to get out here and dispel some of this misinformation. And you got to also understand there's a thing called food disparity here in America.
Mr. Taylor, we got less than a minute. We didn't have enough time to have this conversation. I'm so sorry to cut this conversation short.
Okay.
Please let everybody know again your email address so they can follow you, your website, and all of that. What's your information?
Okay, it's taylorfishfarm.com. Just look us up, and we can tell you where stores you can get our fish at, or you can order them direct, and we can have them shipped to you, or we can have them delivered to your, or go to your stores. We are certified to go into any grocery store, and we are one of the best-kept secrets in America because, they don't really want the battle with price points, they really don't want you to know where to go get the best products at. The best
You need to go on and get with Mr. Taylor at Taylor's Tilapia Fish Farm. Well, thank you so much for the interview. We got to get you back again we got so much more to cover. We didn't have enough time. I underestimated the information. We got to have you back on, okay?
That would be great because we want to let people know where to get a high-quality product. And I want to say something on the side. My mother started donated 5 acres of land on our property. We have a community garden out here in Orange County, which is one of the richest counties in North Carolina. We feed 187 families 32 weeks out of the year. Nobody goes hungry out here. When
that
you come
is such
to our,
a blessing.
You come out to Taylor Fish Farm, you will eat. And when you go to our website, you will be able to connect into Anatol's Garden, and you can see our community service work we do.
All right, Mr. Taylor, we got to go. All right.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you, A-Frame. You're showing it. I applaud you for looking into your food and applaud you for getting the message out. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Taylor, God bless you, man. We're going to have you back on, I promise. Okay, A-Train. Yeah, tell everybody where you're going to be at this weekend.
This Friday, I'll be on the tax refund tour with Country Wayne and friends. We'll be in Shreveport, Louisiana. And then Saturday, April 1st, we'll be in Monroe, Louisiana at the Monroe Civic Theater. So go and get your tickets on Ticketmaster to come rock with us. And also April 21st, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. At the A-Train Live, the experience with Bo, last name Dacius, will be here in Jacksonville, Florida at the Ritz Theater. Go get your tickets at Ticketmaster or the theater box office.
All right, and y'all know you can follow him everywhere on Do It Again and see what happens. Listen, this was such a great show. It was not enough time, and we got to go. Thank you, comedian A-Train. You know I love you, my main man. Check him out. And Mr. Taylor, Delisa, everybody, thank you so much. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you. Dr. Gina, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.